Mishnayis Baba Basra, we're up to Paragimel Mishnah Dalet. It says, You have two Edim. Reuven has two Edim that Reuven ate on the field. He ate the Paris the field for the last 3 years. And therefore he's claiming Reuven that he bought the field off Shimon. And it's proof here that he had this Chazakah. So Bezdin believes Reuven. The Reuven keeps the field. And now the Nimtzel Zemimim, now we find out that these two Edim were false Edim, that they were someplace else. They did not see him eat the 3 years. So the locher is Mishalmim Loyes HaKil, that these two Edim have to pay the money of the field back to Shimon. That's called Kasher Zomim Lastas Loy. We make these two Edim pay what they wanted Shimon to lose. Like they were saying Edis, that Reuven should keep the field. In other words, Reuven should take it away from Shimon, Shalikudin. See, even though now that we find out there's no Chazakah, Reuven has to give the field back to Shimon, but still the Edom have to pay the value of the field to Shimon. What's going to be Shnayim Barishayna? Let's say this Reuven that's making the Chazakah has two Edom saying that he ate there the first year. Or Shnayim Bashniya. And he has a different pair of Edom saying that he ate there the second year. Or Shnayim Bashlishis. And then the third year he has still a different pair of Edis. So he has three different pair of Edim, each one saying that he ate 1 year. The halacha is, if later we find out all three Edim to be Zemimim, so all three together have to pay the value of the field to Shimon, and that's the halacha of Mishal Shlim Ben Ayim. We like divide this money equally between the three of them. So all of them have to pay one third of the value of the field. What's going to be Shloisha Achim? Let's say there were three different brothers that want to be Edim here, that this Reuven made a Chazakah. The Echad Mitzarefimuhim, and each time, like for each year, one brother says he saw Reuven ate there this year, and an Acher, a stranger like, says Edis with him. And then the second year, the second brother says Edis with the same other aid. And then the third year, the third brother says that he saw him eat that year with this other aid. So Lachar is Hare Elu Shalish Edis. It's sitted like three different pair of Edis. Therefore, there's no psul of kurva, the edus akosha, but vehein edus achas lahazomer. But in the case we want to be mazim these pair, the din of azomer is we only make the edim pay if we mazim all of them. Serious considered like all three pair of edus together wanted to make this chazaka. So therefore, there's no din hazomer unless we're mazim. We find out all three pairs, or here the four people, were all hazomer, were not around. They did not really see what happened. Now, Mishnah Hey, Elu Dvorim Sheishlem Chazaka, these are the things that there's a parsha of Chazaka. If you're there 3 years, it's a proof that you really own it. And the Elu Dvorim Sheishlem Chazaka, there are certain things that even though you're using it for 3 years, you have no right to claim that you bought it, that it belongs to you. It could be the owner just lets you use it. Now, Hoyomaimid Behema Bechotzer, let's say you only brought your animals into somebody else's Chotzer. So you're using his chotzer by letting your animal stay there for the last 3 years. There's no chazakah. If you want to claim that you bought the rights or he gave you permission and that he can't throw you out anymore, we do not believe you. And the same thing, tana v'kirayim. If you placed your oven or your stove or else for rechayim, your grinder, or else for megadol tanagolim, or else you raise your chickens in somebody else's chotzer, or else the noisem zivloy b'chotzer, you put your manure from your animals, you deposit it in somebody else's chotzer, is eina chazaka. Even though you did these things for 3 years, the owner has a right not to say, I don't want you to do it anymore, I want to throw you out. There's no proof that he sold it to you. Since you did not make a chazaka, any tikkun of the actual karka itself, you're only being mishtamish on top of the karka, so we say the owner is not that makbid on these things, that's why he wasn't meicher. And therefore, you have no proof that you have the rights to use it. Ava, what's going to be? Also, mechita lebehemtoi, gevoy asarat fochim. Let's say when you let your animals rest in your friend's chotzer, you also build a mechitza, you build like a corral, a mechitza around the animals, and the mechitza is 10 tfochim high. Or else, vechein latana, vechein lekirayim, vechein lerechayim. That when you have your oven or your stove or your grinder in your friend's chotzer, you also build a mechitza wall around it. Or else, tarnagodl matech habayis. You take your chickens not just into your friend's chotzer, but into your friend's house, and you raise them there. or else v'yoso mokom lezivloi, when you deposit your manure in your friend's achotzer, you do it in a place of omuk shleisha, either it's low, there's a ditch there, 3 tefachim deep, or you gavoya shleisha, or else you make it high, 3 tefachim, harez v'chazaka, here these things are chazaka. These things are called the meister in the actual karka itself, since you're building a mechitza there, or you're using the tanagol in his house, or else you're making your zivul inside the karka, on top of the karka. Here it's called an action in the karka itself. And therefore the owner is supposed to be meicher, the owner is not meicher, then we say, you have a chazaka, you have a proof that you bought the rights, you have a right to stay there. Mishnah Vov, har mar zev ein lo chazaka. Or Mazav, that's like a gutter, a tzina cotton, that's a small gutter that's moved around. So ein lo chazaka. So the Gemara explains it means that this Mazav, this like gutter, you could move it from one side of the roof to the other side of the roof. So you, and with this gutter, you let the water of your roof go and fall into your friend's chotzer. So ein lo chazaka means that the owner of the chotzer has a right to tell you, I don't want the water to flow here, move the gutter to the other side. But v'yesh l'mekayim chazaka. But you have a chazaka, you have a right to leave your gutter and let the water flow out into your friend's chotzer. Like he can't tell you to take it away completely. He could only tell you move it to the other side. But one of the two sides you always have a right to use. That's by a small gutter. But what's going to be hamaschila? That's a bigger gutter. That goes along the whole roof. Then yesh lo chazaka. If you're using it already for 3 years, and you're letting the water run off your roof into your friend's chotzer, and he did not stop you for the last 3 years, that's the chazaka. You have a right to use it as if you bought the rights to let your water flow over into your friend's chotzer. Sulam ha-mitzri ein lo chazaka. Sulam is a mitzri, is a small ladder that you want to lie it, like it leans on your friend's wall when you go up to climb to your roof. But since it's a small ladder, therefore the owner was not makbid, that's why he was not meicher. So even though you're using it for 3 years, there's no proof that you bought the rights. He has a right to tell you to stop doing it now. But v'latzuri, that's a bigger ladder, yesh lechazaka. Then if you're using it already for 3 years, we say, most probably the owner gave you permission, you have a chazaka. Chaloin ha-mitzris ein lo chazaka. If you opened up a small window from your wall overlooking into your friend's chotzer, since it's a very small window, we say that there's no chazaka, that the owner of the Baal HaChotzer has a right to let it tell you, I want you to close your window, I don't like the fact you could look into my chotzer. For Latsuris, let's say it's a bigger window, then yesh lo chazaka, then if it's open already for 3 years, like the owner should have been meicha, and if it wasn't meicha, you have a chazaka, you have a right to use it. Now the Mishnah explains, Eizehi chaloin ha-mitzris, what's considered a small window? If the head of a person cannot fit inside it, if it's so small, that's called a sul. That's called a chaloin hamitzrus. Rabbi Yehuda Raimer, im yesh lo malbein. If it has a frame around the window, a frame, then afal pi shein roisha shalodim yochol likonas l'toichoi. Even though the head of a person cannot fit in there, harezu chazaka, still is called a chazaka. Because that's called a dava kavua, like, therefore the owner of the chotzer should have been meicha. If he wasn't meicha, that's a proof that you have a right to use it. Haziz, if you have a beam sticking out of your wall, that's projecting from your wall, and it's going into your friend's chotzer, so at tefach yesh lechazaka. If it's a tefach long inside your friend's chotzer, then if he's there for 3 years, and he was not meicha, that's a proof that he gave you permission to put it out there. And therefore, v'yochol limchais. But otherwise, really, the owner, the bala chotzer, has the right to protest. He does not want your beam to be sticking out into his chotzer. Pochus mitefach. Let's say sticking out less than a tefach. Then ain't le chazaka. That's so small. The owner doesn't mind. There's no chazaka there. The owner has the right to build underneath it. But v'yein yochol limchais. The owner can't be meich. You can't tell you to leave it because, like, he's not causing you any damage. So only a svar, if you want to build something underneath it, you have a right to build there. The Baal HaGan cannot stop you.
Mishnah Zayin. Lo yiftach odom chaloinoisov lachotzer hashutfin. If you have a chotzer there, even though you're a shutf, you're part owner there, you're not allowed to open up a new window from your wall looking into the chotzer. Because you're like stopping him from using his privacy there.
A chotzer is something the person likes to do private things there. And if you're opening up a window, you could look into the chotzer, you're like bothering him. So that's called hezek riyah shemei hezek. Therefore, you're not allowed to open up a window unless you have permission from him. What's going to be lokach bayes b'chotzer acheres? Let's say you bought a house in the next chotzer. So the locher is lo yiftachenu lachotzer ashutfin. You're not allowed to open up your door there into like that chotzer, because you'll make the people now walk from your house into that chotzer. In other words, up until now, that house did not open up into this chotzer. Like that house has an entrance into his own chotzer. But now you're boarding that house. So you want to like open up a room, a door from that house into this chotzer, you should not do it. The people here have a right to say, we do not want those people coming into our chotzer. Bono aliyo agabi beisai. Let's say somebody builds an attic on top of his house. Halacha is also lo yiftachenu lachotzer hashutfim. You're not allowed to open up a door now going down into the chotzer or the shutfim from the aliyah, from the up house. Because again, it's not, when you first bought the house, you only have the rights to use the chotzer from this house itself. The room that you're eating on top, you have no right to have people have their own entrance into the chotzer. Elo imrotza, but if you want to, what you could do is, you can build a room like inside your house, and then build an attic on top of your house, and the entrance should be like from your house. As people going into the chotzer, they do not have to open up a new door going into the chotzer, but they could use your house to go through your door, then it's okay. Now, lo yiftach odim lachotzer ashutfim pesach keneged pesach. If your neighbor has a door already opened up into the chotzer, and now you build your house, you should not make your door just opposite his door. It's not snius that you should be able to look into his door. The same thing with chaloin keneged chaloin. When you open up a window, make sure the opposite window of your neighbor is not just opposite your windows, so you'll be able to look into one another. Ho yukotah, let's say the window you have is a small window. Lo yaseno godl, you have no right to make it into a big one. Like you only have permission to leave it the way it is. Echod, if you have one window or one door opening up, lo yaseno shnayim, you have no right to make it into two now, unless you get permission from the bnei hachotzer. Avo paseh chulu reshus harabim. But let's say in front of your house is a reshus harabim, even though on the other side of the reshus harabim, somebody else has a house, and his door is opened up to the same place where you want to open up your door, here it's mutah. Because anyway, there has to be tznius from the Rosh Hashanah anyway. So here, avo paseachud Rosh Hashanah pesach keneged pesach vechaloin keneged chaloin. And while you're cutting, if you only had a small window, you'll have to make it into a bigger window. Because since you're looking into Rosh Hashanah, they're looking into you, there's nothing wrong. Echad, if you only had one, oisayis shnayim, here you'll have to make it into two. Here there's no akpodo, since it's through the Bnei Rosh Hashanah. Mishneches. You're not allowed to dig like any tunnels or anything under Rosh Hashanah, like a boro sichin or morris, whether it's a boro, a ditch, or a sichin, a long tunnel, or morris, or caves. Even though you're going to put a roof on top of it, still we're afraid maybe you'll cave in, maybe later on or right away. Rabbi Eliezer Matir, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you're allowed to dig a ditch under Rosh Hashanah, as long as you put a strong roof, a strong covering on top, in order that a wagon could go on top of it, and it's carrying heavy stones. If so much weight could be held up by the roof, the covering of this a ditch, then it's okay. But again, the Tanakam is afraid that maybe later on or right away and fall in, you won't realize it, therefore you can't do it now. You're not allowed to have beams projecting from your roof into Rosh Hashanah, or else type of balconies or porches going into Rosh Hashanah. Of course, you're going to hurt them, you're going to bother the people in Rosh Hashanah. But if you want to do it, you want something projecting from your house, so the way is, you have to like first move your house, first build inside your property. Well, might say, like you leave the first 10 amos empty from the Hashanah until your house, and then of those 10 amos that you own, in that reshus, you have a right to project, put out your beams. Let's say you bought already a chotzer. there are beams sticking out in front of the house, or there's a porch sticking out in front of the house, is harezu v'cheskosoi. You have a right to say that most probably the one that first built it had permission. In other words, that he put his house back a little bit in his rishus, and therefore the beams that sticking out is sticking out in his rishus. So even though you do not know about it, that's a klal of taninu l'lokeach. You have a right to say that most probably the one that sold it to you did it kedin. So you have a right to leave the beams sticking out. We're up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Hamuicheres habayis. If somebody sells somebody a house, so lemochares hayitziyah. It's not included in the sale, the yitziyah, which is something going around the house. We'll soon see what that means. A type of a room that goes around the house, a small room. V'yafo pi shipsuch l'saychoi. Even though it opens up into the house, still it's called the place by itself, and that's not included in the sale of the house. And the Gemara says we're talking about where it's wide, the dollar damas, so therefore it's called chashuv by itself, so it's not included in the sale. And the same thing, v'loyas ha'chedesh lefnimimenu, if you have a room inside the house, so that's also not included inside the house, it's called the cheder, it's called the room by itself, it's not part of the house. There's like a room outside in the back of the house that you use for storage. It's not the place to live in, it's for storage, therefore it's not included in the sale. And then the Mishnah says, V'loyes ha'gag, you do not include also the roof. Bizman shiyesh le'make gavoya asar tfochim. If there's a fence around the roof on top, which is high, 10 tfochim, so then it's considered a mokum choshev, you could use it, so that's not included in the sale of the house. You still have a right to use the roof. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im yesh le'tzuras pesach, if there's a tzuras pesach, like a doorway, going up to the roof, even though then the makeh, the gate around the roof, is not 10 tefachim high, still ain't a mocher. It's not included in the sale of the house. It's also called a mokum by itself. Mishneh Beis. Lo yes habor v'lo yes hadus. If you sell somebody your house, you do not include to sell the bor, which is a ditch that you have you store water there. And dus, it's also a type of a ditch, just around the hole, you have a binyan of bricks. It's in soft ground, and therefore you have to, on the sides of the ditch, you have to put bricks there. So these two things are not part of the house. They're like outside the house, that you store your water. It's not included in stamma sale of the house. Now the chiddush is, afal pi shekosav loy, umka varuma. Even though you wrote inside the shtar, like how tall the house is and how low the house is, you did not mean to include the bor and the dus. You only meant to include what's on top of the house, what's right underneath the house. Now, v'tzorach likach lederach, but the original owner, after he sells his house, so true, he leaves over the rights to use the bor, but he has to buy the path in order to get to his bor. Because now his bor is in the middle of somebody else's property. He sold the property. So he has to like buy or get permission to go through the field to get his bor. Did Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva holds. Rabbi Akiva holds a moicha sell something b'yayin yofa. So he even meant to sell the derech. If you want it now, you have to get new permission. However, the chachomim oimer nechom say, ein oit sarach likach le derech. No, the original owner, he does not have to now get permission to use a road to go through to his bor. Since he leaves over the bor and the dus for himself, he also leaves over derech, the path to get there. Because the chum hold, omoicha sells b'yayin ra. However, omoide Rabbi Akiva agrees, bizman shomale, when the moicha speaks out clearly, chutz me'elu, that I'm selling you the house, but I'm leaving over for myself the bor and the dus, so since he speaks it out, then she'netzorach likach lederech. What he meant to say is that not only am I leaving over the bor and the dus for myself, but I'm also leaving over the rights of the path to get to the bor. What's going to be mochron liyachar? Let's say you sold it to somebody else. Meaning, let's say now you just sold the bor or the dus to somebody else, and you did not sell your house. So now Rabbi Kiva Roimer, Eino Tzorach Likach Loiderach. You do not have to, that person that bought the bor, does not have to come and have permission to go through your field to get to the bor. because again, Rabbi Kiva holds you sell it biyayin yofa. So when you sold him the bor and the dus, you also meant to give him the rights to walk through your field to get to that ditch of water. However, the Chachamim say, Tzorach likach lederech, no, you have to buy the rights to go through the field. Because when a person sells you the bor and the dus, it's biyayin ra, they only sell you the whole of water, and they do not sell you, it's not included, the rights to use the path to get to the bor and dus. Mishnah Gimel, Hamoicher es Sabayis, if somebody sells somebody his house and it's a stam sale, is Mocher es Adelis, the door is also included. Avoloy es Hamafteach, but not the key, since the key is something that's metalta, moves around, it's not called part of the house. However, Mocher es Hamachteshes Hakfua, but the grinder that's stationary in the house, in the ground, that's part of the sale. Avoloy es Hamatatelis, but not if you have a portable grinder that moves around, that's not called part of the house. Mocher es Hoitz Dreibul, Yishno, included in the sale of the house, is also the part of the grounder that's stationary, that's like the round part of it. That's the bottom part of it, of the Rechayim, which is Kavu in the ground. Avoloy es Hakelis, but not the sieve, the part that you can metal to move around. Voloy es Hataner, if you sell a house, it's not included. You do not include the oven. Voloy es Hakerayim, and not the stove. However, Bizman Shomle, but at the time when you sell your house, you speak out clearly and say, Hu v'chol ma'ashe b'toichai, I'm selling you the house and everything that's inside it. Then the locher is hare kula mechurin, or everything inside it, even the tan of the krayim, is also included in the sale. Mishnah Dalet, ha moicher es hachotzer. If somebody sells somebody else a chotzer, your yard stam, so locher is motabatim. If you have any houses that are opened up into this chotzer that you own, it's also included in the sale. You also mean to sell any ditch or any cave that's opened up into this chotzer. But not things that are metalta, that are movable, even though they're in this chotzer. But bizman shomla, the time when you said to him, I want to sell you this chotzer, this courtyard, and everything that's inside it, then hare kula mechurin. Everything inside it, even the movable things, are also included. But the benkach or benkach, whether you said kol mashe b'toche or whether you didn't say it, loy mocha loy esamerchutz. You should know that if there's a bathhouse opened up into this chotzer, it's not included in the sale. You said the chotzer and not the merchutz. V'loy es beis habat shebetoche, and not if there's a olive press inside the chotzer, it's also not included. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Hamoicher es hachotzer. If somebody sells somebody else's chotzer, loy mocher elo avir shachotzer. He argues and says, no, you do not mean to include the other things. You only mean to include just the avir, just the air, the space of the chotzer, but not the batim and not the buris that are opened up into this chotzer. Mishnah Hey, Hamoicher es beis habad. If somebody sells his olive press to somebody else, so locher is mocher es hayom, he included in the sale is the yom, that's the ground kli that the shem, the oil, goes down into. V'yes hamamol, and yosa means to sell the mamol, that's an evan, a stone that's hollowed out, that you put inside it a piece of wood, and with that you crush the olives. So it's also included in the base abad of the olive press, because it's necessary to press out the olives with them. V'yes habsulos, you also mean to include the bsulos, these are the poles that hold up the beam that you use to press down on the olives. Avoloy mocher es hoa kirin, but stam, when you sell the olive press, you do not include the akirin, that's the crushum, that's the beams that you put on top of the olives to crush them. The beams itself you do not sell. V'yes ha-galgol, v'yes ha-kira. You also do not include the galgol, the wheel, that you use to higher and lower these beams. V'yes ha-kira, also you do not mean to include the big beam that you put on top of the olives to press down on. But uvizman shomla, but at the time when you said to him, Hu v'chol ma'ashe b'teichai, I want to sell you the olive press and everything inside it, then hare kulu mechurin, all these things are sold also. In other words, tamazah, these things are metaltla, moved around. So therefore, menastam, you did not mean to include them. Unless you say clearly you want to sell everything inside it, then you mean to include these things also, even though they're metaltla, they're movable. Rabbi Lezer, when Rabbi Lezer says, Hamoicher as Beis Abad, even though you sell a Beis Abad, the olive press stam, mocher es akira. For sure, you also meant to include the curve of the beam, because that's the most important part of this of the olive press. That's the beam to press down on the olives. Mishnah Vov, Hamoicheres Hamerchetz. If somebody sells a merchatz, a bathhouse, is loymocheres hanesorim. You do not mean to include the beams that people stand on in the merchatz, since they're movable, the metaltol. It's not called part of the merchatz. V'yes ha-safsolim, also you do not mean to include the benches that they sit on. V'yes ha-vilois, these are things that are hung up there, that's like curtains you hang up in the bathhouse, that's not included. Because also it's metal, it's movable. But bizman shomel, at the time when you said, hu v'chom asher b'toichai, I want to sell you the merchat and everything inside it, then harei kulin mechurin, they're all included in the sale. Benkach, whether you said koma, whether you didn't say koma, loymocho loyes hamaguros shomayim, you do not mean to include the puddle of water, like the reservoir of water that you use for the bathhouse, because that's not the bathhouse itself, that's like a storage where you store the water, that's not included. For loyes hoitzorah shalaitzim, also you do not mean to include the warehouse where you store the wood, that's not included in stam in the sale of a base hamerchatz. Mishneh Zayin, hamoicheres ir, if somebody sells a city, you sell a host city to somebody, so mochabatim, for sure you meant to include all the houses that are opened up in the city, boiras, sich, and amoras, all the ditches, all the caves in the city, machtsoyis, all the bathhouse of the city, for shevochois, that's the birdhouses, Beis Abadim, the olive presses, or Beis Hashlochim, which this is really Machlokes in the Gemara, exactly what does Beis Hashlochim mean. Some say it means gardens or orchards, or some say it means fields right outside the city. These are all included in the sale of a city. But you do not mean to include in the sale things that are movable in the city, like a stove or an oven. Those are not included min astam. But at the time when you say, he v'chol masha b'seichai, I want to sell you the city and everything inside it, then afilu ho yabo behema, even though you have a behema, v'avodim, and you have slaves, that's also harei kulu mechurin, they're also included. In other words, not only the regular metaltlim, not only regular things, even though it's movable like a stove, but since it can't pick itself up and move, right now it's on the city, it's included in the sale, but even an animal, that it's worse, because an animal has chiyus, has life to it, it can move away, go away to a different city. And avodim also, still though it's included in the sale. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, ha-moicher es-seir, if somebody sells a city, is mocheres asanter. The santer is also included in the sale. And this is also a machlokes in the Gemara. Does it mean a man that's a watcher of the city? In other words, he's like the surveyor of the city. He knows exactly where all the boundaries are, where the people live. Is that included in the sale because he's necessary for the city? And another man Yama says, no, it means fields right outside the city. So Rav Galil holds, these things are like part of the city, they're also included in the sale of the city, even though you only said, I'm selling you the city, stam. Yemishneh Ches, Hamoicheres HaSod, if somebody sells a field, is Mocheres HaAvonim Shehen Letzorka, any stones in the field, that's for the necessary for the fields. The more explains, you need these stones to hold down the bundles, they shouldn't disperse. So that's included in the sale of the sod. V'yes hakonim shebakarin, and also the reeds that are in the vineyard, shein letzorka, because you need it like to hold up the vines. V'yes hatfua shimechaveres lakarka, any tfua, any wheat that's growing, that's still attached to the ground, that's also included in the sale of the sod.
yes mechitza sakonim sheipsucha mi beis roiva. If you have a chitza sakonim, it's one space where a lot of reeds are growing. As long as it's smaller than a beis roiva, its bottle is part of the soda. Yes hashomero sheina asuya batit. If you have, let's say, a watchman's house where the shomer watches himself, that little hut, if it's not cemented down, that's included part of the sale. It's not choshev by itself, it's like butter to the soda. If you have a charuv, a box of tree, which was not grafted yet, it's also butter to the field. If you have a shikma tree that was not yet like grown fully, not even cut off the branches yet to make it grow better, that tree is also considered butter to the karka, that's included in the sale of the soda. All right, turn over.
The Mishnah test. Avol loy mocha loy esu avonim sheinem letzorko. But if you sell a soda stam, I sell you my field, you do not mean to include the stones that are not necessary for the field itself, which either, according to one man the Yamad, means these stones are not meant to be like gathered up to be a fence for the field, or else it's not meant to be used to hold down the bundles that the wind should not blow it apart. So therefore, it's not included in the sale of the field. For lo yes hakanim shebekerim shenim letzorko. If you have reeds, these poles on the vines, but you don't need it to hold up the vines, it's not included in the sale. For lo yes hatfua shitalusha minakarka. We have the wheat that's already cut off from the ground, even though it's lying on the ground, still it's not included in the sale of the soda. The soda means I'm selling you the field itself, and not things that are tolish cut off on top of it. But this man Shamala, that at the time when I sell you the field and I speak out clearly, he, v'chol masha b'toicha, I'm selling you it, the field, and everything inside it, them shita harei kula mechurin, they're all included in the sale of this field. Now, benkach or benkach, whether you say I'm including everything or whether you do not say that, still, loy mocha loy eschitza sakonim, shibes reva. But one place there's a bunch of reeds growing together, that place is the size of a reva, which means a reva of a kav. You can plant that many seeds there, which really it's like 10 amos and a fifth by 10 amos and a fifth. If it's that big, then these things are not included in the sale of the soda. V'loyes ha-shoymeiro, you also do not mean to include the watch house. If you have a watchman there, that little sukkah that he watches and stays there, that's not included. Shiyasuya batit, if it's made like cemented down, then it's like choshev, it's called something by itself, that's not included in the sale of the soda. V'loyes ha-charuv ha-murkov, and not if you have this bokcha tree, this charuv, which was grafted, then it's a big strong one, that's dobe choshev by itself, that's not included. Paloyes saden hashikma. Not if you have this shikma tree that the giza you already cut down once and grew up a second time like, it's a stronger one. These things are called choshev by itself, it's like a soda by itself, it's not included in that sale. Paloyes habor, paloyes agas, paloyes hashevich. You do not mean to include a bor if you have a ditch of water there in the middle of the field, or else a gas, you have a wine vat there in the middle of the field. Loyas hashevich, not if you have a birdhouse. If you have a birdhouse there in the sale, these things are not included in the sale of the soda. Bein chareven and bein yeshuvin. Whether the chorev means right now it's dried up the bor, right now in the vat there's no wine, or right now there's no birds. Bein yeshuvin, whether or not you're using it, it's in use. There is water, there is wine there, there is the birds there. These things are not included in the sale when you stand, say, I'm selling you my soda. And even if you say everything inside it, still these things are not included. Now, v'tzorach likach loy derech divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that when you sell a soda, so we're saying now that if there's a bor or a degas or a shevach there, you mean to leave it over for yourself. The question is, though, do you have a right to walk there? Like you're selling somebody else your field. So the field belongs not to somebody else. You own the bor in the middle of the field. Shabbi Kiva holds when you sell the field, you sell it b'yayin yofa, with a good eye, and you only leave over for yourself just a boar, but not even a path. You don't even have a right to walk through the field to get there. But rather, tzarech likach l'derech, you're going to have to buy back from the new owner the rights to walk through the field to get to your boar or gas. V'chachomim oimrim, the chom say they'll know, ain't it tzarech, you do not have to buy it. The zay holds when you sell, your sell is called like the ayin ra. You only give away what you have to. Anything that's still for you, you mean to leave over for yourself. You did not sell it. However, Umoyda Rabbi Kiva agrees though, that Bizman Shom Aloy Chutz Mielu, that if when I sell you the field, I speak out and say I'm selling it to you, but excluding the boar and the gas and the shoivech, then Rabbi Kiva agrees, Shein Eitzorach Likach Loy Derech, you would not have to buy off him then the right to use the path to get to your boar. In other words, since even though you did not speak it out, it's also not included. So how come you spoke it out and said chutz mielu? So you say when you say chutz mielu, you mean also to include the rights to walk to the boar or to the gas. Now, mochron liacher, what's going to be if you only sell the boar or the gas or the shevach to somebody else? You keep the field still for yourself, but the opposite way, you're only selling the boar. So now, is Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva says, Ein loy tzorech, likach loy derech, you do not have, the new person does not have to buy the rights to walk to it. Because again, when you sell b'yayin yofa. So if you're selling him the boar, you also mean to include in that sale that he has the right to walk through your field to get there. However, the Chachamim and the Chachamim say the opposite, that the Sorach Likach Loiderach, that the new buyer, even though he bought the boar, he's going to have to go now and also buy the rights for a path to walk through his field, to walk through your field to get to his boar. Because again, the Chachamim say when you sell B'yayin Ra, therefore you only sold him the boar, but not the rights to get there. He'll have to buy that separately. Now, b'med devorim amurim, when was this said, this machloikis, between Rabbi Kiva and Nechomim? Or of all these halachas, what you mean to include? That's only b'moicher, when you sell your field to somebody else. Avu b'noisein matono, but if you're giving your field away for somebody for a present, b'noisein matono, then noisein es kulum. Then for sure you mean to give everything inside the field. And even though the things we said before are not included in the sale, even when you said kol masher b'teichoi, when you mean to give it to him for present, for sure a present you're giving b'yayin yofu noisein, and you mean to give him everything. And the same halach would apply by a bias, by a chotzer, for the mishnas before also, that when you give somebody a present, then you mean to give him everything. Now, Achin Shecholku, let's say the father died and left over Yerusha a few fields, and the two brothers or the brothers divide up the fields, so then Zocha Basodeh, Zocha Bechulin. Like when they divide up the fields and say, you take this field, I take this field, for sure then the Yerusha is, the Chalukah is, that you receive everything in that field. Whatever's inside it, whether it's Tolish, whether it's Mechubar, it's all part of your Chalukah of the Yerusha. Because there we're dividing up the Yerusha. It's like we're saying clearly, this is your portion, this is my portion. Now, Hamachzik b'nichse hager. Let's say it's a question where a ger, a Jew that was a ger, first he was a ger, he was mezgayer, and then he died. Now, usually a ger has no yorshim, so when he dies, his property becomes hefker. So therefore, b'kitzav, somebody wants to be zeich in this field of hefker. So here we say, hechzik v'asoda. Whoever comes there and makes a chazok in the field itself has hechzik b'kulam. Automatically, you're also kinyan every single thing inside the field. Like it's all hefker, and therefore, if you make a kinyan on the karka, so the karka becomes yours, it's your chotzer, like everything inside it also becomes yours. Now, hamakdish es asodeh, what's going to be if a person is makdish yisodeh stam? He just says, I want to be makdish my field. So here we say, higdish es kulam. The Tanakhama holds he means to be makdish everything. But here there's no machlekes Rabbi Kiva Nechomim. It's together like a matana, that you're giving something away to Hegdish, so for sure you mean b'yayin yofa, you mean to be makdish every single thing in the field. However, Rabbi Shimon says, Hamakdish es hasoda, that if somebody's makdish his field, he holds it's not considered like a matana. You do not mean to be makdish every single thing in the field, and just the opposite. It has the same aloch like if you sell somebody a field, you're only selling him the field itself and not other things that are inside it. Just like he says, lohigdish elo es hacharuv hamurkov v'yes sadin hashikma. The only thing special about when you makdish a field that's included in the sale more than when you sell it is the trees, these big trees, the charuv, which was grafted, or the sadan hashikma. And the Gemara comes up, really the svar is because really you only makdish the field itself, but you makdish the karka underneath these trees. So since this karka is like hegdish, therefore the trees are getting its shenika, getting its nourishment from hegdish. So since it's getting its nourishment from hegdish, you have to be made hegdish with these trees also. Yeah, now we're up to Perech Hamishi. Mishnah Aleph. Ha-moicher es ha-svino. If somebody sells somebody a ship, he has a boat, and he sells it stam. So, mocher es ha-turin. You also mean to include the turin. That's the big pole, the mask, that you put the sails on. V'es ha-neis. You also mean to include the sails itself. V'es ha-igin. And you also mean to include the anchors. They're also included. That's like necessary for the ship itself. And all the things that you need to drive it with, in other words, like the oars, the things that you use to make it move, these things are also included in the sail of a ship. But you do not mean to include in the sail the crew, the avodim, the servants there that take care of it. That's not included in the sail of a stam svina. And not the sakim, the big sacks that they store things in, that's not included either. V'lo yesu antiki, and not the schera that's inside it, not the merchandise that's inside the bags, these things like metalklim, they're not included in the stam sale of the ship. But uvizman shomala, that at the time when the moicha tells the lakeach, he v'chol masha b'toichoy, listen, I'm selling you the ship, with everything that's inside the ship, then harei kulu mechurin. And the locher is, they're all included in the sale. What about mochares hakroin? Let's say you sell somebody a kroin. Let's say you sell somebody stam a kroin zewegin. So the locher is loy mochares hafrodois. You do not mean to include the mules in the sale. What about mochares hafrodois? Let's say I say I'll sell you the mules. Loy mochares hakroin. You do not mean to include the wegin. Mochares ha-tzemet, let's say you sell somebody, I'll sell you the tzemet, the yoke, is le mochares ha-bokor, you do not mean to include the buck of the oxes. What about mochares ha-bokor, let's say you say somebody, I'll sell you my oxes, is le mochares ha-tzemet, you do not mean to include in the sale the yoke. Rabbi Yehuda, says it depends. Ha-domim moidim, the money should be a proof. What does that mean? How is the money a proof? So the Mishnah explains, Ketzad, O Maloi, Mechor li tzimducho b'mosayim zuz. Reuven goes to Shimon and says, Shimon, please sell me your yoke for $200. So hadov you do, everybody knows, Shein had semed b'mosayim zuz, that the yoke is now worth $200. If so, what do you mean to say I'll pay you $200? For sure you mean to buy the boker also. So then we say for sure the sale was the tzemet and the boker. However, the chachamim say, ein hadomim raya, no, the money is not a proof. And the Gemara says, either the pshat is that the whole talk is a mekachtois, or else to learn the pshat is that you meant to give it to him for a present, the money. But there's no proof that you also meant to sell the boker. Mishnah Beis. If somebody sells a donkey, you do not mean to include the kelim on the chamor. In other words, the kelim that are used for carrying things, like the sacks that you put things in, they're not included. Because this Tana holds that a stam chamor is lerekiva, is for riding, and not for just storing packages. Nochem hamodi yomer mocha kelev no stam chamor is for masli, So you mean to include the sale, the packages, the places to store the packages. Rabbi Yehuda says, Pomim Mechurim, Hu Pomim Einu Mechurim. Sometimes the kelim are in the sale when I sell a chamor, and sometimes they're not. Kate said, how is this? It depends how you say it. Ho ye chamor lefonov. If you had a donkey in front of you, the kelim olov, and the kelim, the sacks were on top of the chamor, the omaloi, and now you say to him like this, mecholi chamor chozer, sell me this chamor, harei kelim mechurin. Since you said lashon of chamor chozer, this one, and this one has the kelim on it, you for sure meant to say, I want to buy this chamor with its packages. However, chamor chu, if I just say, listen, is this your chamor? And he says yes, and you say you want to buy it, and then ein kelim mechurin. Then we do not say you meant to say for sure the kelim. You only meant to say you want to buy this chamor. Mishnah Gimel. Hamoicheres a chamor. Somebody sells you a chamor, his donkey. Mocheres ha siach. Yishno, the kid is also included in the sale. He just gave birth. The kid is also included. What about mocheres a para? Let's say I sell you a cow, then loy mocheres beno, then the beno is not included in the sale. And the Gemara says, because by a parva we say you meant to say you want to buy like the milk, as if to sell the nursing one that you could use the milk, but not that you meant to give away, sell the kid. Mocher ashpo, if I sell you the junkyard where I store the manure of the animals, so mocha zivlo, you also meant to sell the zevel, the manure also. Mocha bor, let's say I sell you a ditch. Mocha meimov, I also mean to sell you the water inside the ditch. Mocha kiveres, let's say I sell you a beehive. Mocha dvor, I also mean to include to sell you the bees, they're also included. Mocha shoivach, let's say I sell you a birdhouse. Mocha yoinim, I also mean to include the pigeons, they're also included. Now, halakeach peiros. Shevach mechaveroi, if you buy peiros shevach mechaveroi, if I want to buy the birds that are going to be born from this shevach, from this birdhouse this year, so the locher is mavriach brecha rishayna, the first brecha, the first pair that's born, you have to leave over for the mecher, and the rest goes to lokeach. Because the first one is necessary for tzavsa, to help along, to take care. What about peiros kiveris? If I say I want to sell you, or you want to buy the peiros of the beehive, and those you want to buy the bees, then noito shloisha nechilin humisaris. Then the first three nechilim, like the first three bunches of bees that comes out, so that you are machnis notekiv rosai, you bring it into the beehive, humisaris. In other words, some learner means that mikan vielach, from then onwards, your mesaris them that they should not give off more bees, but rather they should be working in producing the honey. And the Gemara says, what you do is you let them eat chardol, something bitter, they have a bitter taste in their mouth, and then they'll go to eat the honey. What about chalas devash? I want to sell you the honey of the beehive. Then maniach shte chalas. You have to leave over two chalas of honey, two departments of honey there, because that you need for the honey, for the bees to live on, and the rest is in the sale. What about zeisim lokutz? I have an olive tree that's aiming to cut off the olives, and I say I want to sell it to you, and the locher is maniach shtei kerofias, leave over for yourself two branches worth of the zeisim, but everything else is included. You mean to sell the rest of the zeisim?
Here, Mishnah Dalad, Hakoinish shnei ilonos b'toich sedei chaveroi. If you buy two trees in the middle of your friend's field, so the locher is hareza lekon akarka. Minastam, you do not buy the kark in between, and therefore we'll soon see. Now, if they bring bikurim, you're not kareh because you do not own the kark in between. However, Rabbi Meir says, Kono karka. No, if you buy two trees, you automatically also own the property, the karka, in between the two trees.
Therefore, the locher is according to the Tanakama, Hegedilu. Let's say the two trees that you bought, let's say they give off a lot of branches, and they're causing a lot of shade to the person's field. The locher is lo yishafer. You cannot force the owner of the tree to cut off his branches. In other words, since he does not own any property, so it's like the owner's property is meshubet, his tree, so therefore he does not have to worry about your property. V'yoyla min hageza, anything that grows up from the trunk of the tree itself, shaloi belongs to the new owner, he bought this tree. However, min hashroshim, anything that grows up from the roots, that's like from the karka itself, then shabal hakarka, that belongs to the owner of the karka. V'ya mesa, let's say the tree dies, ein loy karka, then the owner has nothing to do with it. The one that bought the tree does not own any part of the karka now, so he has nothing. What about kono shloisha? Let's say you bought three trees in your friend's field, then the locher is kono karka. Then you also automatically buy the karka in between. Therefore, higdilu, let's say the trees give off a lot of branches, it becomes very shady, and it's ruining the other person's field. So yishafe, the owner of the field has a right to tell you to please cut off the branches, because now his field is not meshubet to your trees, because you own the karka underneath your trees, so that's it, but you have no right to ruin the other one's field. V'yoyla min hagezo min hashroshim, anything that grows up now from the trunk of the tree itself, or else from the shroshim, from the roots, ishalai, it belongs to you, because you own the karka underneath or between the trees. V'yemesu, let's say this tree dies, yeshlai karka, then the locher is, you have a right to keep the karka, and you can plant another tree in there, because if you buy three trees, you automatically also buy the karka in between.
Yeah, up to Mishnah Dalet. Yeah, up to Mishnah Hey. Hamoicha Rosh Behem Magasa, if somebody buys the head of a big animal, that's like a shore, or an ox, or a cow, is Lemocha Resraglaim. In a stam sale, you do not mean to include the feet also. And the opposite way, mocheres or raglaim, if you sell the raglaim, the feet, le mocheres rosh, you do not mean to include the head. Mocheres hakona, let's say you sell the kona, shir, it means the rea, means the lungs, is le mocheres hakovid, you do not mean to include the liver. And the opposite, mocheres hakovid, le mocheres hakona, you do not mean to include the lungs. By the Magas, each one is separately, is chasher by itself. Therefore, you only mean what you say. Avo, bedaka, what's going to be though by a small animal, by a sheep, by a lamb, then mocheres a rush. If you sell the head, so mocheres a raglayim. The feet are included. In other words, when you sell a more chasher or something more chasher, the less chasher is nigvar is included. So the raglayim is included in the sale of the head. But the opposite way, mocheres ha'aglayim, let's say you only sell the feet, then le mocheres ha'rosh, you do not need to include the more important thing, the head. Mocheres ha'koneh, mocheres ha'kovet, let's say you sell the lungs, so you also need to include the cover, the liver, because the liver is not as chasher as the lungs are. But the other way, mocheres ha'kovet, if you sell the liver, then le mocheres ha'koneh, in Minastam, you do not mean to include the lungs. Mishnevov, Arbo Midois Bamoichon, the four different types, how you could sell something. Different halachas. One thing is, Mocha Loichitim Yofois Venimtsurois. You sold somebody, you're telling him, selling you good wheat, and it comes out that it's bad wheat. So Halakech Yocholach Zaboy. Locher is the Lakech, the one that bought it, since he was Nisana. He was jif, let's say a sixth or more or less. So he could be chayzer, but not the moicher. The moicher has no right to be chayzer to change. What about the opposite way? Rois, they made up that I'll sell you bad wheat. Veninsu yofus, and it comes out that I gave you good wheat. So the moicher was nesana. The moicher like lost out. So the locher is ha moicher yechol achzaboy. The moicher, the one that lost out, he's the one that has the right to retract, but not lokeach. What about Royce, Venimtsa Royce? I said I'll sell you bad ones, and I really did.
or else Yopois for him to Yopois. I said I sell you good ones. It came out I really sold you good ones. Einechad mehem yochol achzaboy. Neither of them could be chayzer. The sale takes place. You can't be chayzer. What about shechamtis v'nimtzis levoin? Let's say I want to sell you the red type of wheat, and it comes out I'll give you white. Or else the other way, levon I give you white type. V'nimtzis shechamtis, like you asked for white, and it comes out I'll give you the red type of wheat. Or else eitzim shel zayis v'nimtzis shel shikma. You ask, you want to buy olive wood, and it comes out you buy the wood of a shikma tree. Or else the opposite way, shel shikma. You want to buy the wood of a shikma tree, the nimtzus shel zayis, it comes out, you sold him shel zayis and olive. Or else, yayin v'nimtzus chayim, let's say you want to buy wine, and it comes out instead, he sold you, gave you vinegar. Or else, chaymetz v'nimtzus, yayin, he gave you vinegar, and instead he gave you wine. So, shneyim yichayim lachzobem. This is called a real mekach tois. This is not called a sale, they did not give you what you asked for. Therefore, both the Mecher and the Lekeach both have a right to be Chayzer. They both could retract to say this is not the deal that they made. Now, Mishneh Zayin. HaMecher Peres LeChaveiro, somebody sells Peres to his friend. Moshach V'loi Modad, says Lekeach, makes a Mashicha, draws it into his Rishus, even though he didn't measure it yet. Locher is Kona. As long as you made the Kinyan, you're Kona. Talking about now with the Meicher had das, he said, okay, you can take it. So in your question, we do not know how much is okay. So therefore, as much as you take, though, since you made a Mashicha, there's a good Kinyan here. And we're also talking about where there was already a Psika of Domim, we already made up the price. What about Modad V'loi Moshach? Let's say you measure out how much is there, but you do not make a Mashicha, you do not drag it into your Rishus. Then Lakon, then you have no Kenyan. But in Mohoye Pikech, let's say if the Lakeach was a smart person, then Seicher es Mekoivam. The eighth thing we should do is to be Seicher Mekoivam, we should rent the place. That would make it, he'll have the Kenyan then. In other words, if the Lakeach wants to be smart so the Mecher cannot retract, and the Lakeach did not make a Kenyan yet, so the eighth thing is he should be Seicher es Mekoivam, he should rent that place. Then I'll have a kinyan like chotzer. Halakeach pishton mechaver. If somebody buys flax off his friend, is hareza lekono ad sheyitaltlenu mimokum lemokum. You do not have a kinyan until you move it from place to place. Which really means you make hagbo, you have to pick it up. Since it's not such a heavy thing, the derech of a kinyan of pishton is hagbo. V'imhoyu b'mechub lekakdas, it was attached to the ground, v'tolash, and then you uprooted, you pulled off part of the pishtin, kol shu, any small amount, kona, that's also considered a kinyan in the whole field and the whole pishtin.
Because the pshat is, like since this pishtin now is mechub lekarka, it's growing, so kol ha mechub lekarka is considered like karka. So the same way you could buy karka with a kinyan, keser, shtar, v'chazoka, you can make a chazoka in the karka, here also you can make a chazoka in this pishtin, and you would be kind of all the pishtin. Mishneches, ha moicha yayin v'shemen lechaberoi. If somebody sells wine or oil to his friend, for hukru oy shehuzlu, and then later the price either goes up, or else the price goes down. And so you can understand, one of them would want to retract, like you'd rather gain and sell to somebody else and get more money. So it depends. If when the Meicher was pouring off the wine into the Lekeach's cup, measuring cup, he did not fill it up yet, so then La Meicher, because the man is not filled up, it's still called it belongs to the Meicher, and therefore if the price went up, the Meicher has the right to retract and say, I do not want to sell it to you for the price we made up, but rather I want to make a new price on it. But mishen esmalis hamida. But once they filled up already this measuring cup, like you're buying a gallon, and they filled up the gallon, so then lilokeach. Then it's considered as if lokeach already bought this wine, and therefore. And the meicher can't retract anymore, as if the kinyan took place already. Now v'yimho yosar ser b'neihem.
Let's say there was a middleman in between there, who was the man that buys, let's say, from the wholesaler, and he sells it out to the chenveni, the middleman. So then, nishpura hachovius, let's say the barrel breaks, or else the locher is, nishpura lasarsar. You know who loses out here? The middleman, he's chayef to pay for the money of this barrel that broke. So to show exactly what it means, some say if the sasser was like a shem asachir, so if it was nishpura, he's chayef to pay for the flask, for the chavis. Now, the chayef lahatif loy shalosh tipin. Whenever you sell oil or wine, so when you pour off a barrel, you have to wait until at the end there are at least 3 drops dripping out. In other words, you can't just turn over the barrel and empty it out and say that's it. Because we know there's still some wine stuck in the barrel itself. So you have to wait until at least 3 drops drip out.
Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.
Yayin there, harayu shomecher. That belongs to the meicher. That's a svara that lakech is meicher is miyayish on it. The meicher has the right to keep it. The achenveni, the storekeeper.